Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Thanks for listening to Granny Shifting. I'm Ryan.
And I also am glad you guys are listening. I'm Jason.
And this is minute 85 of Fast and Furious.
I like that we have an intro. We've done 300, more than that, 600 times?
Maybe, yeah.
And like we try to mix it up, but we could just do it completely different. You ready?
Okay.
Hey guys, we're back. This is the Granny Shifting Podcast, and we are excited to get into the next minute. So, do we have to introduce ourselves every time? This is Jason and Ryan on the Granny Shifting Podcast, and we are on minute 85, ready to get into it. Let's see what happens.
Do you think that it's like better to fake your personality for listener or viewership?
Like acting?
Like normally I feel like I'm kind of a like a boring, like kind of like person. So like for me to be like, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, like would feel so fake.
Yeah.
And then you'd meet me in person and be like, you're not the guy. You know what I mean?
Don't a lot of like
they have to
personalities do that?
Yeah. I know our friend Lime Tree.
Yeah.
He was kind of burned out on streaming because he felt like he kind of had to act sometimes. Like
yeah.
Especially like lower, like he'd like
you have to work well, harder.
Like 20 to 30 viewers per thing, as far as right. I ever saw. Which, I mean, I never got more than like 3 at a time.
Right, right.
So it's pretty good when you have that every time. But like even to his level, you feel like you still have to interact with every single person in the chat and pretend to be interested in every single thing that right. they're saying, right. even if you're not at all.
Yeah, I mean, we've both done some small time video game streaming, and yeah. You think like, oh, I'll just stream while I'm playing.
Right.
But it's like, it's not the same because you are aware you have to entertain people even if you don't right. feel like it. You have to not say things or say things or right. even like the way you look or what's going in the background,
right.
in the background of your video.
Yeah.
Or the sound. I don't know. But I don't know how much. Do you think we do that for our podcast?
No, I don't think we do. But if we did an intro like you did.
Oh, yeah. And you, if I saw on our little like Soundwave thing that records us, yeah. I was like really loud there.
Yeah.
So, sorry, guys.
I think I do have a set louder than people normally do. It just makes it easier for editing for me.
Easier to turn it down than to turn it up?
No, we're like, I try to aim for like us peaking in the middle, right? Like our normal talking goes right into the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we louder scream, if we get louder.
Or if we scream, louder scream.
If we louder scream. But I feel like most of the times people go really low, but then you really have to amplify and
yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyways.
That's podcast 101. All right. So if you remember from yeah. last minute,
it's Giselle
Brian
and
Dom are on top of the hill and Giselle comes and meets them and she says she's here to return the favor. So this minute, I will say in general, was very slow, but went by kind of quick.
Mm-hmm.
I found there are slow minutes that tend to drag out, and you're like, what? How is this taking so long? And then there's fast minutes that seem really long. Like, oh, my word, so much just happened. 30 yeah. seconds went by. And in this minute, hardly anything happens. I mean, some stuff, but it went by kind of quick.
She kind of, like, secretly hands Dom a paper that says, this will help you get to Braga.
Yeah, it's like folded up notebook sheet.
Right, but why didn't she be like, okay, what I wrote down
is yeah,
like this
here.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, look at this and let me know if you have any questions.
Right, right. Like, so, she's like, I can't say too much, but this is, well, this will help you get to Braga.
So what do you think's like, on the paper that would help him? An address? It's
got to yeah,
be like an address.
It has to be.
But once you want information, like, this is his house, or this is his headquarters with 6 guards.
Right, exactly.
Or this is where he keeps his whatever.
Right.
You know, like, no information.
So but, she wants to help, but not help that much.
So she hands on the paper and says, Dom, going in there is suicide. So,
which I hate his response. He looks at the city and look, she looks at his body. She's like, okay,
she's looking at the paper.
Now's a good time. She's like,
she's yeah. checking out his waistline.
Look at that thermal tee. That's what I'd wear to Mexico.
Oh, those pants are tight. But if she's... So she's giving him information to lead him to Braga. She's saying going in there is suicide. Isn't she really also putting herself at risk? Like, is she getting out now? Are we supposed to get the impression, like, she went through all that and now she's like, oh, I don't want to be involved anymore? Like, what happened? Yeah. She shouldn't have been surprised by. It was a drug deal. Things didn't go well. Someone, like, what would have changed her mind during all this?
Yeah. I don't know.
Brian saved
I think her, she's, like, giving enough help, but not too much that she can, like, she can go either way depending on how this goes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what she's like. I got to toe the line here a bit.
Like, Dom saved her life, but Braga didn't betray her in any way.
No, yeah. Why is she even involved in them? Like, does she want to be involved in that?
Is she, like, his girlfriend or something? Yeah, what is her role?
Yeah, I don't know.
What does she do?
Well, she organizes the races, I guess, right?
Oh, okay. I mean, does she find the racers?
No, that was Parks. That was Park. He was the one that was finding the racers.
Huh.
Anyway, so she said it's suicide, and he said, I have no choice.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, you do have a choice. Like, you're choosing revenge.
Right. Like, it's completely a choice.
You're not even, like... But
he should have said, it's my choice, and right. I understand it's suicide.
Right.
I have no choice. What do you mean? What? How do you not have a choice? Just don't go.
So there's the small piece of parchment there.
Fold it up. Yep. Looks like it might be a little cold.
Was that? I was going to mention that, but like, is that just a shadow? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a shadow.
Her response to that is, you must have loved her very much. Like... Is that really like being like, I loved her so much, I went and died? Like, I don't know.
So, yeah. First off, this scene really showcases her biceps.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my word. Her arms are so skinny. It looks weird. And the way she's moving them, they're like flapping.
Is that the angle? Like,
yeah. Like, maybe she's holding them a weird. Because when she turns, they're like changing. But I think the you loved her very much is like a. If things were different, I wish we could be together. There's like, you know, some sexual tension between them.
Yeah.
And he, what do you think of her arms? Man, this is so awkward, this whole scene.
Yeah.
You must have loved her very much. She sets her hands on his, what do you call his shirt? What
are you calling it? Thermal.
His thermal shirt. His long john.
Long sleeve.
Long yeah. sleeve.
Thermal tee.
Thermal tee. And she like sets him on his chest and runs her hands down across his pectoral muscles.
She's like, this is my last chance. I'm going to feel him up real quick.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was reversed.
How much do you bench?
Imagine if it was reversed.
Wouldn't work.
He's like, I have no choice. Just like feels the front of her body.
You must have loved your boyfriend very much.
You must love Campos a lot.
Yeah, so she rubs her hand on him, leans up, and gives him a kiss, like a slow kiss on his cheek where she's resting her cheek against his. And then they just stare into each other's eyes.
Licks her lips.
So let's recap. So far this minute, she hands him a piece of paper. She tells him this will help you get to Braga, going in there suicide. He says he has no choice. And she said, you must have loved her very much. What did she say there?
Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
Go with God.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
She says, go with God, because we know he's religious. He was holding his necklace. And once again, Dom stands there with no emotion.
And Brian says pretty quietly, this is where my jurisdiction ends.
And then I'm like, weird.
But look at how far away he is. Like, so, it's like he's like right there. But then when it zooms out, you can see they're like, 15 feet away from each other.
Are they looking at Mexico?
This must be the border. Where's the patrol?
So they also have been
it seems like
sitting
they're in
here waiting for a long time.
Looks like it, yeah.
And he just chooses now after Dom has this moment. So this is where my jurisdiction ends. Like they literally were here bored. He's throwing rocks. They were wondering if Giselle would ever show up. And now after her and Dom have this weird moment, he said, this is where my jurisdiction ends. Like that's what he's thinking about?
Yeah.
But she so is he gonna go Porsche? In there? In where
is he gonna like go with him?
Oh yeah, they're going together, man. Giselle drives off. So
yeah, Giselle does drive off. But why does he even say that this is where my jurisdiction ends? Oh, it seems like he's not going to go
it's
then.
It's leading into the next line, which doesn't happen until next minute.
Right. He had to say that so that Dom could say his next line.
And we can see it because it's on the subtitles.
Yeah.
But it doesn't actually happen until next minute. So you're going to have to stick around unless you're also watching the live stream or our video of the podcast.
Yeah.
Then you could probably see the line. But next minute.
But if you're watching the live stream, you get to see right now what happens next minute. You don't have to wait a week.
That's right.
You can see right now.
But it is one of those things like there's no way after Dom and Giselle had that weird interaction that Brian wouldn't make a comment about that at all.
Right.
Or give it a little time. He's just like, I guess I'm not going to be a police over there.
He's like, what should I say? What should I say? This is where my jurisdiction ends.
Did he know anything about Dom and Giselle having some sort of flirtatious relationship? Don't you think?
Well, he was at the same race where she gave him her number.
Would you have seen that?
I don't know. That was kind of a private interaction.
Shouldn't Brian be blown away that they have like a flirtatious relationship right now? Because like,
how do you guys know each other?
Like, wait a minute, Dom. Why did we save her anyway?
Yeah. Why does she run her hands? Is she just bad? And she's like, okay, well, you did one good thing for me, so I'm gonna do one good thing for you, and this is it. And now I'm like back on Campos' side.
She's a karma person.
Yeah.
I think she wants out. She wants Campos gone. So if Dom can take out Campos and Phoenix, then she's free.
Yeah. She's trapped there. It's probably a pretty good life.
Except for like going to drug handoffs and getting shot up, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't happen that often probably.
And I feel like you would probably... You're saying it's a good life. She probably has a lot of... Eats nice meals, lives in fancy houses,
right.
Drives nice cars.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actual substance,
yeah.
How do you think our friendships are?
It's not a meaningful life.
No.
Yeah.
A nice life, but
you couldn't even have friends. You would never know if your friends were your friends or they're just being your friends to get in with the cartel or because, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I'm glad I'm not as pretty as her because I know who my real friends are.
Even with Dom. Yeah. You know, maybe I shouldn't even talk about this. I saw somebody really unattractive. It was while I was in Cancun. And I wasn't like trying to be mean, but I was just like looking at them and they were at the same place as us and they were having a good time. And I was thinking, they probably have a fantastic personality because they have to. Mm-hmm. Like, when. I don't know. It's just weird to think of how life would be. Like, they weren't just, like, normal. They were, like, unattractive. But I'm like, you can't just be like, well, I'm not going to do it. Like, you still have to live your life.
Right.
And find ways to have fun.
Right.
And not that, like, you have to be good looking to have fun, but, like, it definitely would make things a lot harder. Like,
right. Yeah. Especially if you, with other people.
Yeah, like you want to find a husband or wife, you know, and you want to like make, I feel like it's got to be, everything probably becomes more difficult. And when you're like, you see this a lot of times, when people are really attractive, things can be a lot easier for
them. Oh, yeah.
So the opposite end, I'm like, they probably have to work on having a really good personality,
mm-hmm.
a really good healthy mindset on what's important in life and all that.
Huh.
I don't know.
So when you see someone that's attractive, you think they probably don't have to work hard on their personality.
Well,
like they're pretty,
I don't know. Like, do you think isn't it surprising when you meet somebody that's like really attractive, male or female, whatever. And they're really smart and, like, have all these other great qualities. You're like, wow, like, that's crazy.
Right.
Because I feel like it's not that surprising when you meet somebody really attractive and they're, like, just dumb.
Airheaded. Like, they only got this far because they're good looking.
Yeah. And they could use it to their advantage and whatever.
Right. Yeah. That's probably how Ryan Reynolds got as far as he did. Only on his looks.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know where I was going with that. I just remember thinking that. I might have had a couple shots of tequila.
Things you think about on the beach in Mexico. That person has a really good personality.
I was literally thinking that. I'm like, I bet they are an awesome person.
Yeah.
They have to be.
Right.
That they're not just like depressed and sitting at home like my life sucks because I'm really ugly.
Yeah.
They're like, I can still have fun and go out and like have good friendships and all this, but my looks have nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's based on everything else.
But there is a point, I think, where a person's personality has a lot to do with their looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you got to know, once you get to know somebody,
oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, well, they're not as unattractive as I used to think they were because I know them. Or somebody who's really good looking, and you get to know them, and you're like, there's no attraction here at all because of your personality.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's true. It's probably more the initial thing, right? Like when you first meet somebody really attractive is more likable.
Right. Exactly.
Very first impression.
You're laughing at more of their jokes and
yeah.
And somebody unattractive makes the same joke and you're like, oh, what are you even doing here?
Ooh, creepy.
Creepy. Oh, you're such a creeper.
Isn't that the difference between creepy and smooth? It's how good looking you are, right?
Yeah. And what you're wearing. Anyways, beach thoughts from Ryan and Jason.
And that is the Fast and Furious podcast.
That's in a minute 85. Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And always remember,
winning's winning.